Westwood, 2 minutes. Robbie, you got a copy?
10-4, you sound great there, Ron. Sound real good.
Got it, Scott. You got a copy over there?
I hear you loud and clear, Robbie.
10-4, bud. You heard me when I was talking to Kurt about how we'll do it when it goes around the track here.
One minute,
Luke. 1-2, Robbie, you got me?
10-4, I got you real good, bud. Ron's gonna tell you where he picks you up and where he drops you off, and then Kurt will tell you where he picks you up, where he drops you off, and same with Scott. Just tell the guys what you need as they're talking to you.
10-4, you got it.
I'll push you back over there, Jeremy Shaw.
Pit Road Speed, Jeff, should be first gear there today. First gear.
Hey, Ron, can you hear me from here, bud? 10-4, jump by, have you? Come on, a little scratchy, more scratchy than you were just before.
Something just changed. I don't know if it's turning that fan on, but it really made a big difference there, Jeff, just a minute ago. Sir, it's still scratchy. Make sure you talk to me over here on the front straightaway again.
Okay, now how is it?
Sounds like it's sitting right beside me.
Yeah, it's the helmet blower is what it is.
Well, just remember, if it's something you really need, and make sure, you know, if I'm having trouble here, you can shut it off of this today.
Car's rolling off, third time by.
This is Kurt, I can pick you up right there. I'll tell you when you're right in front of me.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Right here, directly calling from the college lights, right here to you, Liv.
Buddy, that's perfect, that's right. You got, you know, my right side, I'll be, just on that inside, okay?
Oh, I got you.
That's gonna happen today,
but that's
vehicle. First thing starts to be a bit road speed.
Jeff, I picked you up right there. Here on your right hand side, right at the start of the sun.
How about like right here where I'm at? Can you car to get to my left side?
That again?
You know, right in between where that fits, like in the middle of that fits, you can see to my left side, okay? Okay, so that's going to be the important part. Just don't forget to push that mic down, you know, a second before you talk.
10-4.
I'm all over the place on the tip road, but I'm picking around 4,000
for it. 4. I was thinking 4,100, so we should be good there. Should be good for sure at 4,100, Jeff. Just can't fluctuate up a lot from that, all right?
4,100. Where are you guys in relation to the start finish line?
We're about 2 football fields past it. 2 football fields past our pit stall.
Well, Ron, can you see me going into one?
Yeah, I was going to say you and Robbie were talking, but I picked you up probably just a little bit past that jumbotron going down into one. I can't see anything else, so I'll get you next time.
Yep, a good reference will be the end of the grandstand here on the front trailer is right where we're at. You'll be able to look at it next time. Come by the end of the grandstand. Towards turn one. The fans and all on there, but brake fans. We're in.
I'll tell you how I lose you, Jeff. You'll get straightened out for quite a while before I lose you. I lose you right about there.
That's perfect.
Want to go and get to the start finish line? Want to go and start finish.
Jeff, you get the brake fans off rear end fan, right?
Jeff, still don't see you guys.
Right here, you should see him. Right. 90 laps, but nice and smart. Use that great fortitude. Get a full potential here, buddy, and put it on him.
I'll pick you up right there, Bill.
Perfect. Yeah, that's your next command. Do this thing. That's a solid one, don't we?
Good, Jeff. Go.
225, all
250. Cool. Great job. Make sure you take care of yourself there, man. Okay.
Stop, cross is out.
Take it good. Brakes are good. A little bit loose.
Well, we'll be staying out there about as good as you can.
25 water, 250 oil.
Well, we're good on that. Are you losing both ways or just one way?
Both ways. Turning, you know, is pretty darn good. I'm real happy with it. It's a little bit loose. Mainly on the exit.
We'll just stay with it there. Make sure you take care of yourself and all. And when we do something, we'll probably drop those rears just a little bit on pile presence.
Well, definitely need to clean the windshield.
We
got a lot of stuff on it.
Cool. We'll be staying out there. Stay out. That engine's staying there if you don't have it on.
Clock lock off straight through the lift, Jeff. Just watch them.
Robbie, I feel like I'm real good when I'm behind cars. I'm a little bit too loose when I'm in clean air.
Yeah, for a bit. And we'll keep working towards the front, like I said. Probably about 15 more laps, at least before we hit. And then we'll do, drop those rears a little. Stay out there, but stay out.
Call one to go, Jeff. Call one to go. Up to the green, Jeff. Up to the green.
Good, Jeff. Good, good, good. No, you didn't like that. Just be real smart there, but.
I didn't like the hell he ran me down to the wall.
That's
your look on the left, but more on the left.
Sorry, but I heard you. Good, well, great job. Keep it up. Nice and safe. About a 5-lap window right now, Jeff.
Looser, looser. Real loose on the left, just a on the right.
Cool, bud. Probably going to be about 2 laps. I want to get 5 points, and then we'll pit.
28's probably coming this lap.
Come on now.
Nice job, buddy. Be ready for you next time. Come up next time.
Come next time.
Here, all three.
See you guys.
1,000 first.
All right, come on, buddy. All the way down. The white line here. Make sure you keep the tires inside the white line. Put his key in her butt. Make sure you get the tires inside the white line here, buddy. Puzzle right in there. Four tires.
Yeah,
clear all the way out. Please watch his feet here.
Cross is out. Next to the turn, 5. All clear.
Look out, all right. We'll be all right there, buddy.
Next to the turn, 5 is at a caution, this half.
I'm having rain, that might be
what it's for. 88 red, just take care of your fuel all day as best you can, just take care of your fuel, everybody.
Lupo, next time I'm going to just throw that thing in that side pocket for me, bud.
Four, he's got stuff.
So what were you saying about that restart? Because somebody didn't like the restart?
Just said, I know you didn't like it, I just said be smart, you know, I know you're a little upset there, I just want you to be cool.
Yeah, you missed that one.
Perhaps I can hear you when you're not talking. Great job, though, buddy. Real smooth, and just make sure you take care of yourself there. Looking good. You're in 11th place right now, and a lot of those guys are going to have to pit up there.
Tell me what you did to tighten it up.
Got the right rear a pound and a half, and the left rear only a half a pound. Tires look great. Came off there, too. Look real good.
Do you have a speaker left side headrest piece?
Go to the truck, but we have one.
This one is doing all right, but as the race goes on, I'm probably going to want something more than this. I can take it off and come to the pit stop and see if you put it on.
I have something ready for you, but we'll have to weigh out, you know, when you need that. He can get on there, he's pretty confident when we did it, but gotta really make sure we need to do that. It'll probably be a green flag to stop when we do it.
Well, I'll let you know as we go there.
Oh, one to go, Jeff? One to go.
Yes, there we go. Hey, buddy, you're doing a great job.
Still real, real loose.
Cross is out.
But we got to stay out there again. I got a copy on there, the real loose. We'll probably have to try to get that trap bar down. I was trying to stay away from adjustment, but we'll see here.
The track gets looser on it.
Simple.
I think I have a car on your right-hand side with you 1 and 2, Jeff. We got to see the truck there. It's up 31 miles. The road will be open this time by.
You know the deal, bro. We're just going to stay out there right now.
Going to have that 88 car coming up. He's a lucky dog. He's going to come up right next to the base car here. So he's looking to tag up here pretty soon.
I know you're real loose. Is there any one place you're the loosest?
I'm in the middle off the carousel turn right there. And, you know, the last right-hander coming off the front straightaway is pretty loose. And any time I turn left, I'm real loose.
Careful, but we might have to get out of that trap ball, you know, we'll see how it goes there. Probably had more buildup, you know, that first time coming through all that traffic there. But after about, pretty much about 12, 14 laps, the money fell off, but pretty good, you know.
One to go, Jim. One to go. 88 coming down your left side. Just come out of the last S on the short street. Just watch them coming left side.
All right, you got a lap, right?
10-4. You did on the lap. You already got your points, but Lee Smart's doing a great job. Good, yes, good, good.
Turn in that fast right hand or get into the S's.
Okay, bud. I'm going to go up on the front tire pressure to really help it.
We're wicked loose, guys. Just let you know.
Okay, bud. Take care of good, yeah, I got you.
Turn the fence with turn one, green's still out, crosses out, crosses out.
On new tires, it's just no turn because the pressure, so we can still pound.
Okay, we're going to stay out there right now, but I was going to go up on the front tire pressure. We're going to think it would help it on a restart, you know, and help you tighten up.
I'm just real, real loose.
Cool, but I'll probably get a little bit on that trap ball when we do it too, but we got to stay out there right now. Look for debris down here in turn one.
That front tire pressure, you know, might be the ticket because a lot of it's on initial turn in. And I'm loose up off too, but I'm real loose in the corner now.
Well, I think it'll help us for sure. I looked at it on the first time there, but I think for sure it'll help us because I think what happened, we didn't have as much build up that front. Funny you're talking about there, Jeff. You're not touching the brakes, are you?
Can't touch the brakes off of me now.
Therefore. I don't want to mess with it now because I make this sound late. You know, we could go a half round or something to the front.
I mean, obviously, the loose is off. And, you know, it's up to the essence where you really don't use any brake. I mean, I'm sliding the left rear tire getting all the way through the first right hander, and I'm sliding the right rear tire all the way through the next left hander.
And four. I definitely think going up on those fronts, you know, get that front some stability. You set the lean against them.
Hey, Rod, will be up at this time by.
2 laps from it being halfway, Jeff, and about 13, 14 laps away from our pit window, okay?
Oh, one to go, Jeff, one to go. Now the 37, a lucky dog, coming over to the yeses, left side. On left side, bus stop street.
Good, Jeff, good, Jeff.
Inside, inside. Clear, clear.
Turn up. Got flat left front.
You guys, get ready.
Turn back through here, Jeff.
It's not filled up, but we're ready for you, bud.
I'm coming.
All right, four tires. Get that trap bar down around the half. Outside. Outside. Clear. Get ready for you. Watch the seat, bud.
There's not flat. I don't know what the hell is wrong with it.
Two, four tires. Nice and clear. Good job, buddy. Four tires. Speed there. Watch the speed. Watch the speed in that last spot. Definitely going down, but just be smooth. You're going to run good there. You're in good shape. Be smooth or a nice consistent lap, bud.
Real loose.
Still firing the specs down in the tent. Be on your right hand side, Jeff. All right, funny. Get ready, guys. Get ready. Get ready. Take this time. Take this time.
Time crosses out.
That's going to do it. It's probably good. The red was like on when I got there.
I brought down four tires, guys.
Got a change in the bar.
We're all cleared over. Go, go, go.
Can't hear me.
Hear you say anything. You guys hear?
What's that mean? Tail window of the long line or something?
you're on pit road for it. Come out, Wayne.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute, I'll give you a rundown. Don't get hot. It has nothing to do with that flat tire.
That's not something
you
just came in the pit right
then. Who said anything but you? I'll let you know in a minute. Probably we didn't give you something there, but we didn't hear anything there.
Sorry. I think it's just sitting on pit road.
We're going to make a
speed spot,
though. We just didn't hear the communication there, and they're racing some of those guys in the cross. And I'll let you know they're looking at that, and hopefully some of those guys will get up there ahead of us. We've got a long way to go, 30 to go.
30 to go?
Yeah, 4, 30.
Just throw up with the caution car.
Call 1 to go, Jeff.
1 to go.
So you're out there, bud, man. So anything, close it up.
Playing tail end along the line now, Jeff.
Yeah, it was worth a try. Real close.
So we've got a long way to go. Be smart with them, and we'll keep driving that thing up through there. We've got a bunch of them we'll get. Just about a 15-lap run on them. If you have to cough, you close it back up again. Be smart with them, bud.
Something else comes wrong.
No, I'm not sure how many Indian cars left from so far.
Because we're ahead of the 97 or behind the 97.
So we're into the longest line unless he's waving you by there, you know. He's a bunch of laps down, I believe.
I think he's tail end the longest line, too. Okay.
Road green, pass to the left.
Good. Rick on the bag, Rick on the bag. Caution will be out.
Now, caution out, back or down. Back or down back there.
Who is in that 50 car? They need to tell him to either calm down or get off the racetrack.
Mexican guy, Jorge Gordez or whatever his name is.
So NASCAR, when they caused him, he never even checked up.
It is, yeah. Hendrick, let me know.
Fine, bro, what's the plan?
Yeah, just gotta stay out there and keep taking my our tire advantage on everybody. Hopefully get some of them up here to the pit. But
we're good on fuel, right?
That's a good thing. We're real good on fuel. There's rain all around us. I may be driving your butt off there, but you feel what you're doing. What we can hope for is maybe get extended beyond the normal time of laps, and a lot of that boys will run out and cut that thing close.
Pretty good mess back there.
That's cool.
We're off to the caution car.
Got it loaded up back there yet, sir? Yeah, Michael just got an ambulance there hooked into the car right now with the director.
Not gone.
The track was to you there, but
I'm back here. No problem where I'm sitting.
So you want to go when you get in there? Want to go.
Yes, you can come into the green, but so you just have to go. Have a go, bud. You have 18. Have a go, bud. Five go. Three to go.
Cross is out.
You're going to be okay on our fuel there, but just take care of it, you know, best you can. But you don't have to, you know, do it like extra, but just take care of it a little bit. Being a green, white, checkered, what we need here, we'll get a couple more good boys. You have the 16th doing a great job, but just staying long enough, maybe a couple of them run out. I don't know. Do all we do here. You're doing a good job.
So straight through the loop on the back, Jeff, but one right now thing that's probably going to have to pitch the fuel. They're running out, they're saying. Road is open, just by.
Stay out there and take care of your fuel best you can. There's a lot of them going to be in real bad shape there.
Three cars out of gas.
There'll be more of them. Just take care of yours there. We're doing over there cleaning it up, guys. It's a sweeper out there now, Robbie. Doing pretty good. Well, both the cars already moved?
For sure.
in that corner, I can't see a tether, but I'm pretty sure they both don't.
Something going straight again through the chicane, should be one to go.
Coming to the green, Jeff. Last attempt, that'll be green, white checkered. And it tows, you know, at 29, a lot of them right there are close on that fuel. So, Jeff, go. Good drive, everybody. Good fight, guys. Set up the 14 seconds.